Subis Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. The following Mishnah is part of a very intricate and complicated sugya in Hilchos Sveikis. It goes back to big Yisoidis that we had in the first Perek. Shver Yisoidis of Hamaitzim Mechavel of Harayo, Bori Veshemo, Chazoka. What we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, is learn the three Mishnayis over here as a Hemshech of the previous Mishnah, in a way that's very straightforward, a hemshech of the dinim of mekachtois and mumin. And we'll leave over the chelik, the lumdisha, intricate chelik, for afterwards, and that we'll have to develop. Afterwards, we'll try to say over betamtzius, the gemaras and the shittis that teach this mishnah. Now we're going to go through the mishnahs in a straightforward way, all three mishnahs. Hoyu ba mumin v'oide beveis avio. We said that if a man is mekadosh anisha, al menas she'en oleh mumin, so it's a mekachtois. L'cha'oiro, even if he marries her bistomius, the assumption is that she's not a balas mum. If he finds out afterwards that she was a balas mum, he could claim mekachtois. Question is, what happens if there's a sofik? Hoyu ba mumin, v'oide beveis avio. She has a mum. And the mum was found, Hitaka didn't know about it before the Kedushin. It was found void beveisavia after the erisin, before the nisun. She's still living by her father. She's still in the reshus of her father. We'll call her a naira or a ktana, where she's still in the reshus of the father. Ho'av tzorch lahavi raya shemishnis arsa noldu b'mumin. The father has to bring a raya that when she was in arusa, the mumin came afterwards. The father's position over here is going to be in order to protect his daughter, that she's married and she gets a ksuba. The husband wants, he has to give her a get. Let's skip the get of whether he has to give her a get. Let's assume he has to give her a get misofik. We spoke out this nekuda in Mishnah Zayin, that he can't just let her go. We're not going to let a sofikacious ish onto the street. So he gave her a get. Question is the ksuba. He says he doesn't owe it. Why? He claims that there was a mekach tois. The father's position, of course, is that the mum took place afterwards. Mishnis arsu noldu ba mumin halolu. Vinistachva sodeyu. This is the sprach that's used in the first parak, which means that in Hilchas Mekach u'Memka, it's his field that was flooded, i.e. the mum was on, it was after he was koiner. It's his tough luck. Nichnas al reshus ha-baal. If the mum was only found when she entered the reshus of the baal, that means after the nisuin, habal tzorich lahavi raya she'ad shalay nisar sohoy b'mumin elu. The husband has to bring a raya that the mumin were here before. He wants to bring a raya that's a mekach tois. V'hoyu mekach tois. Divrei Reb Meir. Now, of course, the difficult part over here is how to understand why should the positions change just because the mum was found here or there. Either way, his time is amaytz mechaval v'raya. Either way, she's a bari. The husband doesn't know. The husband's a shema. Either way, we'll add another element. She has a cheskes haguf. L'chari, you could say that it happened later on. So exactly how to fit together the two halachas over here in the Mishnah, that we're going to leave over. We'll discuss Be'ez Hashem after we continue through the Mishnah. But the basic position is that if the mum is found before, the husband could say, I'm Moitzim Echavel of Harayo. If the mum was found later on, after the Nisuin, then the burden of proof is on him to be Mevatl, the Ksuba that he owes her. That's Divrei Reb Meir. The Chachamim are not going to argue on any of the Lomdusha Chalokim that we just discussed. The Chachamim are just going to make one point. The Chachamim, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, Bimumin Shebeseser. What are we talking about that you could say the mum happened here, the mum happened there? A mum, which is something that the husband had no way of knowing about. Let's say she has a mum, that's something that's, if it would have been there before the erisin, word should have reached the husband. He should have found out about something that should have been told over to him. If he was mekadisher, then by definition, we have to assume that he knew Ben, he made his peace with it. Later on, he decided to make a big deal out of something and claim mekachtois. He doesn't have a right. V'myesh merchatz bo'isu'ir. If there's a merchatz boisei in a place where, even if it's something that's covered generally, but the women in the town know that if she's disfigured in any way, the women in the town know about it because a merchatz boisei, people find out about these things. Af mumen shebeseisei eni yochel litim, neshu boitke v'kriv aisov. L'chayra, he'll find out from people in town, the shatchanim, the his sisters-in-law, whoever it is, find out about if there's something wrong with his prospective shidduch. If he didn't, that means he didn't do his homework, he was okay with it. Or he heard about it, he was meichel, he was okay with the shidduch, and then afterwards he changed his mind, there's no schus taina. That point, l'chayra, is a machlek to me and the chachamim, but it doesn't need to be a lumdish machlokes. The shell is how far to take that idea. On the one hand, there's a mekach tois. On the other hand, can't you assume that he was okay with it? That's the machlokes tanoi. Let's go weiter through the other mishnayos. Mishnah test. So ish shenoldu bo mumin. What happens if it's not her that has a mum? It's him that has a mum. Ein koifin oisei lahoitzi. The Gemara says that there's an assumption that a woman is more nichot to live with a husband's mumen than a husband is to live with a wife's mumen. The Gemara brings the shprach, and she'el lenoyis, so therefore she'll look away from the husband's deformities. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, is the girsa over here, ho'ish she'noldu by mumen, ho'ish she'hoyu by mumen. If the girsa is ho'ish she'noldu by mumen, so then it means mumen that were noyled later on, she didn't know about them. So who says she wants to live with them? Maybe force him to divorce her? No. We say that she's a chenicha. Kal v'choymer, where it was a mum that was there before, and she married him, adai tadachi. Then Avada, she can't insist that she wants to be divorced. According to the other gear, so is shehoyu by mumen, it's only in a case where she got married, adai tadachi. She can't turn around later on and say that she has a problem. But if it's noldu, maybe she'd be able to insist that she can't go further with the woman, and then she'd have a right to insist on being divorced, and she would get a ksuba also, because she's within rights. We're talking here about smaller women, that a woman should be able to, this umdin, or that a woman could be soivul, let's talk about deformities. We're talking about mamish amputated limbs, he's blind, somebody who mamish can't walk, he's crippled. On that, there's no way to say that a woman legitimately should be able to be mekabel those mumen and then she has to live with it. So there, she's fully within rights. Mishnah Yud, ve'elu shekoyvin oisel lahoitzi, this lekuli alma and b'chol oifin are things that she's not mechuyv to live with, and she has a right to insist will be koyfin. And over here, by the way, we spoke at the beginning of the parak, that there are things where we might, according to some Rishonim, Tosfos brings on Daf Ayin, that we might only forcibly insist that she that he give her a get. But we're not going to be koifim. These are cases the Rishonim say, koifin oisei lahoitzi, makin oisei ad sheyemi roitzani, and we consider it a get barotzni, is mechuyif, we'll force him. These are things that nobody is able to live with. A mukeshkin, if he's covered with tzaras, so she can't come near him. Bal fulifus, Felifus is somebody with a terrible smell. Again, she can't come near him. That's not a marriage. Vamekametz, his umnis is that he's mekabetz dung on the streets. Mamish dvorm gruim biyoser, and the smell is so powerful that it's not shaykh to live with such a person. Hametzorif nechoshes, he's a minor of nechoshes. And also, something that creates a terrible smell, there's no way to get rid of it. A bursi is somebody who works in tanning hides, also has a terrible smell. You find different places in Shas. You can't set up a mokum of a bursi near other neighbors because it's considered as keshkenim. Ben shahoyu bam ad shalonisu, uben mishenisu noldu. See, here the Mishnah takes into account both cheshbainis that we had, lefi the two gesois, the Mishnah test, both that he had it, he didn't have it. Doesn't make a difference. Even if she married him, she thought she'd be able to be soivel. Once she tried it out, she's not such a hero. She has a right to insist. There's no way that a woman should be able and have to live with something like that. Val kulan amr Reb Meir, afal pi shehisne imo, even though she made up with him, like we just said, yucheli shetayma, svura yisi shani yucheli kabel, I thought, v'achshav eini yucheli kabel. Now that I'm living with him, I see it's impossible. V'chaim moimrim, v'chacham say no. If Lamaisa, she was mekabel this and she got married at Adai to Dehochi, mekabel osi al korcho. Chutz mimukeshchin, that is already impossible. Neshim and makatu. The Gemara says that the cheshbon is that tashmish with a mukeshchin will destroy him, puts him at sakona. So Melech Chazal won't allow her to stay married because of a sakona to him. But as if the Chacham hold in every single case, if she was mekabel, she was mekabel. And then the Mishnah says, Maisi b'tzidah b'bursi echod, shemeis v'hoye le'ach bursi. She was married to a bursi, and she lived with a bursi. He died. The brother is the partners in the business. Amru chachamim, the taina of the woman still exists. She lived with a bursi. And the chachamim say that there's no such thing as saying svuro yisi. Say the chachamim, that svuro yisi is only with the same man. Once you took him, you took him. And you can't say svuro. But where it's a different one, yuchel ishatem elochicha yisi lechel lekabel, there was a certain metzias chen that I had with your brother, but you lechoyin yochel lekabel, that I can't live with. And the chachamim accept that as a valid claim, and Memelish has a right to insist, Chazal will force him to be chaylatzer. Adkan what's negeh etzim din amumim, and now we'll go back, Be'ez Hashem, to the chelik in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Ches, the lamda shechilik between if the mum was found b'shus the father, where she's in Arusa, or b'shus the husband, where she's in Asur. So let's go through the shittas. The Gemara tells you right away the machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbi Shu in the first perek. We have a sofik where he says Pesach Pasuk Matzasi, and he says that the reason why there was a Pesach Pasuk is because when I was ma'aris you, you weren't a psula, and it's a mekach tais, and I don't owe you the ksuba. Either I don't owe you ksuba at all, I don't owe you ksuba masayim, we spoke about the shittas over there, but it's a mekach tais. She claims, misher astani ne'nasti, and the istachva sodecho, which is really the discussion over here. When did the bi'ilo take place? Was it before, and then it's on her cheshbon, or was it afterwards? So l'chay, there's a ches saguf, that it happened later. There's also the element that she's a bari and he's a shema. And lemaisa in the Mishnah, there's a machlok from Gamliel Rabbi Shur, and Gamliel holds you give her the ksubas masayim. Rabbi Shur says loy mi pianu chayim, which means hamaytzi mechavel of araya. L'chay Rabbi Shur, we understand ches k'saguf is not maytzi moment. Ches k'saguf is a chazaka. Chazaka is not maytzi moment. The reasoning behind Ram Gamliel, the Gemara says not that chazaka is maytzi moment. It's chazaka b'tziruf with a bari v'shema. We'll take on that, even though there's really two lashonis in the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak. But we'll go with that nusach, that there's really a cheskes haguf, that's on her part, bitziruf with a bari v'shema. Why? She's a bari, he doesn't know when it happens, he's a shema. That being said, so the Gemara asks, is the Mishnah going like Rabbi Yeshua? The ratio where the sofik was v'oide b'veis oviyo, which seems to say that the husband, the muhsik, has a right to say Allah avlo havi raya, and we leave the money by the muhsik. It sounds like Rabbi Yeshua. Nichsa l'shus habal, habal tzorech lo havi raya, sounds like Rabbi Gamliel. So one pshat in the Gemara would be to say nechanani. Tavra misha shonazu lo shonazu, and there's taka machloikis, the reisha is going to one sheet, the seif is going to the other sheet. Why the reisha emphasizes B'shus ha'av, and the Sefer emphasizes B'shus ha'bal, is only to be malim each tzad. The Gemara falls off of that. There's two l'shoinis in the Gemara, Rav and Ravashi. We'll just say over the Ikri Advarim that comes out. According to the sheet of many Rishonim, we'll call it the sheet of the Ran, because the Shmaitzer in Shmaitzer Beis has Narichos, he calls it sheet of Ran, is that yes, Bari V'Shema B'tziruf with Cheskes Haguf is Moitzi Momen. The element over here that's totally in B'shus Av and B'shus Abal is totally in who's actually the Tevei here. That means the assumption, the way the Ran learns, is that if the Sofik was Noilad after the Erisin, the husband already knows after the Erisin something's wrong. Something's wrong with his wife, Kala. And he knows about it when she's still B'shus Av. So there the Sofik is, who's the Tevea? If he'd want to divorce her right now, the husband, who would get a Ksuba? We're talking here about a Naira, or a Ketana, not a Begeris. And there B'shus the father. Since there B'shus the father, if the husband right now would divorce her in her Erisin, the Ksuba would go to the father, like we learned in the fourth parak. That being said, the Tevea, the claimant over here on the Ksuba, is the father. The father's bori v'shema, the father's bori, with the weakness of the husband's shema, cannot team up together with the chesk saguf, which is begufa, to be maitzi moment. When do we say bori v'shema, b'tziv with chesk saguf is maitzi moment? Only where it's a bori v'shema of the daughter. That would be the case if she was already nichnas al shus habal, and therefore she left the reshus of the father. If he would divorce her now after the nisuin, the one who would get the ksuba is her. She's the claimant. Her bari b'tziv with her ches saguf would be mitzi mamon. You could say it in one of two ways. You could say that a bari could only be together with the party that has the ches saguf. You have to know what the pshat that is. What's the difference? Why can't ches saguf of the daughter work for the father? And why can't the bari of the daughter work for the father being the claimant? That's the avoid of the achren to explain. But that's the fact. The ches saguf of the daughter together with the bari v'shema of the father cannot be moitzi mamon. That's one pshat. According to Rashi and Tosis, the way the Shmaitze explains in Shmaitze Beis, there's a new principle at work over here. And that is if the suffix was only Nisayr after the Nisuin, so we only see the mum that she has when she's already married. We don't see her as having a Reyesa. When is there a suffix before Nenu? Only if she's still living in her father's house, which is the same place that she was before the Erusin. So she's a balas mum. If she's a balas mum, so when did it happen? So we can clear that it happened before the erusin, after the erusin, right? That's the what we're worried about. That it happened before the erusin, she loses her ksuba. If it's after the erusin, she gets her ksuba. The whole idea of clearing the suffix is only when the suffix was noilat in the same place that would create a problem. If we only find the suffix where she's already in the reshus of the father, I'm sorry, of the husband, then we don't see a suffix b'chal reshus the father. There's no reasonless topic. The fact that in one place there's a suffix does not translate into being a suffix when she was reshus the father. Therefore, it has nothing to do with Bari v'shema. There's a new principle at work over here. The sugis in the first perek is talking about where he only found the Pesach Pasuah clearly after the Nisuin. So the Suffolk was Noilad Bishu Soi, and that's why we don't see the Suffolk early, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel holds him Mitzi Mamon. So it's a clear thing according to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel holds him Mitzi Mamon. Why in the first paragraph Rabbi Gamliel has to say, well, the Gemara say, the fear of Rabbi Gamliel, the Mitzi Mamon, because of Bari Vishema, that the Shmaitz has an Arichus. But the principle at work over here is that when you find something in one reshus, you don't translate that into a suffix. We'll give an example that the Gemara uses where it plays itself out. Reuven sells a behemoth to Shimon. Shimon, the butcher, shechts it a few days later, finds a treifa. It could be that the treifa was something that was here, reshus hamoicha. It could be that it only happened afterwards in the 2 days since he sold it. Now, let's say the butcher hadn't paid yet. So you should be able to say Amaitzim Mechavel V'raya. Let the Moicher prove that the Treifa was Noilat afterwards, and it's not a Mekach Tois, and let Lekech be able to stand behind the Mechzokus. The Halach is not that way. Since the Sofik was Noilat after the animal had already been taken possession of by the Lekech, so then we see the Sofik before Nenu only Mishus HaLekech. We see a perfectly good Mekach. We don't see any Sofik that when the behemoth was handed over, Miyad HaMoichid Liyad HaLekech, that it wasn't a kosher behemoth. We only see the Sofik when the behemoth was opened up. You see the Sofik then, Ein Siba Lehistapik before, and the Halacha is that we are Moitzi Mamon, we see a Mekach. Even at the price of being Moitzi Mamon from Lekech, we'll still do that. We don't have a Sofik that the Mechir is a good Mechir. These are the basic principles that are at work over here, and it's a tremendous hashlama to the sugis in the first pack.